From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo reviews children's vaccinations at elementary schools. Vice President Maruf Amin, Pancasila guarantees state will protect freedom of religion. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo reviewed COVID-19 vaccination for children aged 6 to 11 years at Nglinduk 3 State Elementary Schools, Grobogan District Central, Java on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he also greeted students queuing up for health screening prior to vaccination, according to information released by the Press Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on the same day. A number of elementary school students received either the first or second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine at the school on Wednesday. Meanwhile, headmistress of Nglinduk 3 State Elementary School, Sri Hartati, said that no difficulties were experienced during the vaccination program. The children showed enthusiasm over getting vaccinated. Vice President Maruf Amin has said that Pancasila, Indonesia's five-principle ideology, guarantees that the state protect people's freedom for carrying out religious activities. He made the statement while inaugurating 6 places of worship for 6 different religions at Pancasila University in Jakarta on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, Vice President Maruf Amin further said that as the principal of the state, Pancasila is in line with the religious values upheld by the Indonesian people. Hence, he added that the community must be grateful for the religious plurality in the country and maintain it since it is necessary. Chief of the National Police General Listio Sigit Prabowo asserted that all provinces should expedite vaccination for children aged 6 to 11 years in line with President Joko Widodo's instruction to protect Indonesia's child populace from COVID-19. As quoted by Antara, he noted while reviewing child vaccination conducted at Mangga Dua Selatan 01 State Elementary School in Central Jakarta on Wednesday that the government started accelerating COVID-19 vaccination for children as an order from the President. Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi has confirmed that the production of packaged cooking oil, which will be priced at 14,000 rupiah per liter, will stop from this week or next week at the latest. As quoted by Antara, Minister Lutfi during an online press conference on Wednesday said that the government will hopefully stop production early next week. Hopefully, it will stop by the end of this week. He further said the supply of low-priced cooking oil would involve at least 70 cooking oil industries and 225 packers. Let's move it on to the international news. The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen received a distress signal from an oil tanker after it had been subjected to armed harassment off Yemen's Hodeidah port, Saudi State TV reported on Wednesday, citing the coalition. As reported by Reuters.com, the Yemen petroleum company YPC said earlier on Wednesday that the coalitions had diverted to a Saudi port of a fuel vessels heading for the Houthi-controlled port of Hodeidah. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki on Wednesday said that the United States and its allies will raise election interference, arms agreements, Ukraine, and other issues at security talks with Russia next week. Jen Psaki has also said that U.S. delegation will raise concerns with Russia's security action in Europe during the talks next week. As reported by Reuters.com, U.S. officials are joining three sets of talks next week involving Russia as Washington tries to dissuade Moscow from invading Ukraine after massing tens of thousands of troops along its borders. North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast in its first such launch since October. The missile landed in water between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, bringing condemnation from Seoul and Tokyo. As reported by BBC.com, the UN prohibits North Korea from ballistic and nuclear weapons tests. Leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to bolster the North's defenses. It tested a variety of missiles last year amid stalled talks with South and US. The latest launch, the first since a New Year's speech in which Mr. Kim set out policy priorities for 2022, was first reported by the Japanese Coast Guard early on Wednesday before being confirmed by defense authorities in Seoul. Next, we will have commentary for today on private sector encourage to get involved in researches, read by Steve.
Indonesia is focusing on developing infrastructure and ecosystem for research. Data of Global Competitiveness Index 2019 mentioned that research productivity in Indonesia was 0.02% in 2015. This is still far below the ideal 15%. Therefore, it needs to be improved and supported by the government and the private sector. Head of National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, recently explained that research conditions in Indonesia are not growing optimally and are still dominated by the government. Some 80% of research was conducted by the government, while only 20% was done by non-government. Considering this situation, the government keeps encouraging the private sector to join in research and development activities, one of which was preparing fiscal incentive to stimulate the private sector to do research and development. With this policy, a tech subject who conducts certain research and development in Indonesia can be granted 100% gross income deduction from the total cost of the activity. With the fiscal incentive, it was expected that the private sector can join in actively in awakening the spirit of research and development in Indonesia. The private involvement in doing research and development is very necessary, so that research and development ecosystem in Indonesia can grow further. Therefore, research productivity in Indonesia can keep increasing.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we start today in history with January 6, 1919, Theodore Roosevelt passed away. Theodore Roosevelt is the 26th president of the United States. He served twice from 1901 until 1909. Before becoming president, Roosevelt was vice president of the United States under President William McKinley. He replaced William McKinley, who was killed. Theodore Roosevelt was the youngest president in the United States because at the time he was 42 years old. Next, on January 6, 1931, Thomas Alva Edison filed his last patent application. Thomas Alva Edison was an inventor and entrepreneur who developed many important tools. In 1870, Edison discovered a better telegraph machine. In 1874, he invented a large scientific garage, the first in the world. In 1877, he discovered a gramophone. In 1879, Edison succeeded in inventing the electric lamp, and he also invented the projector for small films. In 1882, he installed electric lights on the streets and homes 1 kilometer away in New York City. This electric light was the first time in the world used on the streets. He holds a record 1,093 patents by his name. On January 6, 1931, just 2 days before his death, Thomas Alva Edison filed for his last patent on the electroplating process component. We end today in history with January 6, 1978, demonstration in support of Imam Khomeini. Massive demonstrations were carried out by residents of various cities in Iran following the publication of an article insulting Imam Khomeini in January 6, 1978 issue of the Etlat newspaper. At the time, the Shah Pahlavi regime that was in power in Iran published the article with the aim of reducing the people's love for Imam Khomeini. But it turned out to be the other way around. The Iranian people were irritated and then they held a massive demonstration. A year later, the Islamic Revolution led by Imam Khomeini won and Shah Pahlavi was overthrown from power. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Plant Conservation and Botanical Garden Research Center of the National Research and Innovation Center, BRIN, discovered 7 new plant species in Indonesia. Most of them are decorative plants.This was announced by the head of Plant Conservation and Botanical Garden Research Center, Sukma Surya Kusuma in Bogor, West Java, Monday. The 7 new plants are called Hoya batuticarensis, Hoya buntodkensis, Dendrobium dedexanthosoi, Rijo lepis argenti, Begonia robi, Begonia willemi, and Adlingera cabosa. He added that the Biology Research Organization, or IPH, through the Plant Conservation and Botanical Garden Research Center, will keep exploring and identifying types of plants from their natural habitat. This research, according to Sukma, also gives information about Indonesian biodiversity and support further research about the sustainable use. Meanwhile, Plant Conservation and Botanical Garden Research Center researchers Wisnu Handoyo Ardi said that begonia is one of the biggest flowering plants. Currently, there are 2,052 types of begonia spread across the world's pantropic region. Indonesia is predictably one of the centers for begonia, especially in Southeast Asia, which has 243 types. This number will keep increasing, along with many forests becoming an exploration target in the regions in Indonesia. Wisnu further said that conservation and discovery of new begonia are actively done by BRIN. Currently, BRIN has succeeded in conserving more than 100 begonia across Indonesia.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku,
dirimu.
Are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
If one day you can visit Indonesia, try to enjoy a variety of traditional Indonesian cakes. One of them is apang cake. a traditional cake of the Bugis people in South Sulawesi. Besides being a delicious taste, apang cake is also full of meaning, and it becomes an important food in traditional rituals carried out by the Bugis people. Apang cake is made from rice flour, wheat flour, brown sugar, coconut water, baking powder, instant yeast, salt, coconut milk, and pandan leaves. To make apang cake, first we have to boil coconut water and brown sugar. Then it is filtered and cooled. Afterwards, this is mixed with rice flour and instant yeast, then let stand for 1 hour. Next, add flour, salt, baking powder, and coconut milk. After the dough is finished, it can be poured into molds and steamed in a pot until cooked and cracked. There are various kinds of apang cake molds. Some are square, triangular, and even round. When ripe, it is brown in color from brown sugar and sweet taste. Apang cake is served with grated coconut to give it a savory taste. The Bugis people usually eat apang cake while drinking tea or coffee in the afternoon. Apang cakes are usually served at important ceremonies and sacred processions of the Bugis. The steamed cake also has a deep meaning, namely the hope of peaceful and safe life. In one of the Bugis rituals, Menre Bola, or in entering a new house, apang cake is served to accompany the host and guest. This ritual is carried out to ask for protection and safety for the residents of the house to avoid being disturbed by evil spirits. Apang cakes are also often served at other Bugis events, such as weddings and akikah. Over time, this cake can be eaten at any time and is widely sold in traditional markets in South Sulawesi. The price is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per box of apang cakes.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
The Jakarta Special Capital Region Transportation Agency is targeting Mikotrans City Transportation with air conditioner or AC facilities to operate in January 2022. Later, the AC Mikotrans route is integrated with Jaklingko City Transportation and targets passengers who get off at the train stations. The regions which are included in the arrangement of stations can be supported by the presence of the AC Mikotrans. Besides being equipped with air conditioner, the Mikotrans service that is integrated with Jaklingko will also be present by providing a different experience for passengers in terms of comfort and safety. Mikotrans City Public Transportation, which can accommodate 9 to 11 passengers, is also equipped with other modern equipment. In fact, the AC Mikotrans is equipped with standard safety facilities in the form of seat belts on its seat and a glass breaker hammer. The AC Mikotrans also has CCTV for passenger safety during the trip. There are 4 CCTVs in the cabin which are installed at several angles, starting from the front side, driver, rear passenger, and rear area of vehicle. To provide information during the trip, visuals from CCTV are also displayed on a 29-inch widescreen monitor at the front side of the AC Mikotrans car. A monitor is provided for the driver to monitor the condition of the passengers and their surroundings. It also equipped with an onboard unit. The Acer Microtrans is also equipped with automatic doors for easy access in and out of passengers. In addition, the front, left, and back sides are also equipped with running text as an information board. Head of the Jakarta Transportation Agency, Safrin Liputo, said that currently the Microtrans City Transportation is about to operate at three stations, namely Tebet, Tanah Abang, and Gondangdia stations. He also stated that this service is an effort by the Jakarta Administrative to provide easy access to convenient, safe, and reliable public transportation services for the people of Jakarta. It is planned that there will be around 60 cars for this AC Microtrans transportation. That's Miss Seleni.
Kapan berhenti lebih berkilau tak selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata berjanjilah kau kan mengerti pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播我的口罩保护你你的口罩保护我
evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Today, I'm going to present to you a nostalgic song by Harvey Malioholo and Little Zain entitled Benang Benang Asmara. The song is the work of a famous composer, the late Elvas Astoria, along with Wika Gur as the lyricist. Benang Benang Asmara song was included in the album Indonesia's Top 10 in 1989, which was released in 1989. Its catchy music and simple and easy to remember lyrics are addictive for everyone who listens. Listener, here is Harvey Malioholo and Lita Zain with the song Benang Benang Asmara. Happy listening!
Di tengah manusia hari ini
jalin benang-benang asmara di tenggara Rusia hari ini. Terungkap semua kesal, terlepas semua lelah kesal. Kita jalin benang-benang asmara di tenggara Rusia hari ini. Terungkap semua kesal, terlepas semua kata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Titik-titik noda tertinggal di dalam dada, uratan hatiku masih ada. Segalanya, namun titik terang tiada datang. Langit makin kelam, luka makin dalam. Hati ini hancur jadi debu. Hanya satu lupakan dirimu. Namun apa daya, aku manusia, gagal menghapus kenangan lama. Hanya satu
sampai saat ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di bulan Desember, air hujan turun deras dan kejam, hati berdebar. Ku teringat bayangan impian di malam itu, malam yang kelabu kau ucapkan kata selamat tinggal sayang. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, telan air hujan, engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin dingin menusuk di hati, terasa nyeri. Bulan madu tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Pudar sudah Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, telan air hujan, engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin dingin menusuk di hati, oh terasa nyeri. Bulan madu tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Kini pudar sudah Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. dan penuh pesona. Binar bola matamu dan senyum yang menawan menggetarkan jiwa. Oh darah, kau pikat hati yang tak mengerti apa arti senyum di sela-sela tarianmu. Namun sikap wajahku telah hilang di tepi gairah cinta yang begitu dalam. Ku cari kau kesana, ku cari kau kesini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli. Kau sungguh jelita, anggun dan penuh pesona. Binar bola matamu dan senyum yang menawan menggetarkan jiwa. Oh darah, kau pikat hati yang tak mengerti apa arti senyum di sela-sela tarianmu. Namun sikap wajahku telah hilang di tepi gairah cinta yang begitu dalam. Ku cari kau kesana, kesini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli. Ku cari jauh kesana, ku cari jauh kesini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bergantian sepanjang masa. Harum abadi dan kekal bagai cintaku.
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.